FM 105.5 and AM 1340, KACH, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Doing a little Boogie Wonderland this morning. Hey, how would you like to take off on a vacation to try to beat COVID-19? Then when you get there, only to be told, sorry, can't come in. We'll tell you about it. FM 105.5 and AM 1340, KACH, Bruce Springsteen. Hey, we're doing a little Dancing in the Dark this morning. That'll help you get up and get going on this hump day, Wednesday morning, 7:17. It's Dan Hubbard and you together. As glad to have you along with us here today. KCH Money Magnet Contest coming up this hour. $255 up for grabs today. Love to give it away. Give it away to you. Be listening for your chance to call in and win coming up in just a little bit sometime this hour.
Who's the man with the money, makes a dark day sunny? Who's the fella every day, gives a bundle away? Who's the guy with the prizes that'll light up your eyes? It's never ending, get a friend and get ready to play. Hey, 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 hey,
hey. All right, on this Wednesday morning, it is time to give away a bundle of money. It is the KCH Money Magnet Contest. Up for grabs today, $255. We'll call out the four-digit number if you have it on your KCH Money Magnet. You'll have a minute and 5 seconds to call me here at the radio station. 208-852-1340. That's 208-852-1340. And good luck. All right, here we go. Today, on this Wednesday, the four-digit number that we are looking for is 5243. 5243, if you have that on your KCH Money Magnet, call me now at 208-852-1340, 208-852-1340. You have 1 minute and 5 seconds to call me here. $255 up for grabs. Let's give it away to somebody, shall we? Your minute and 5 seconds starts right now. FM 105.5 and AM 1340, KACH. Blondie singing about a heart of glass this morning here on this hump day morning, 7:32. No winners this morning in the KCH Money Magnet Contest. So we kick another $5 into the prize pool. And tomorrow morning during the 7 o'clock hour, the prize pot will be worth $260 coming up on your Thursday. That's a heck of a way to get you into the weekend. Hopefully somebody will win it tomorrow.
Dan Hubbard in the morning, FM 105.5 and AM 1340 KACH.
Man, I'm tired of celery.
Hello, it's your taste bud here.
Hey, bud, what are you doing?
I'm in the mood for El Patron Mexican Restaurant.
Wow, where do you want to go?
Get the key out of your ear. I just said El Patron. They have 99-cent Taco Tuesdays. Wednesdays, two combos with rice and beans for $6.99. Thursday, any kind of enchilada for $6.99. Fridays, choose your favorite chicken from the menu, just $8.99. And mojojetes and fajitas, just two for $20 on the weekends after 2 p.m.
Let's go. Wait, let me spit this celery out.
Hey, watch it.
Sorry, bud.
El Patron Mexican Restaurant and Cantina at 606 West Fulton, Garden City.
FM 105.5 and AM 1340 KACH. Oh, man, I hate when I'm on the air and the phone rings. Hello, KACH.
Hello, Dan. It's Val. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Hey, have you given away the money yet?
You mean the KACH Cash Magnet Jackpot? Not yet.
Have you called out the four-digit number for the Cash Magnet giveaway?
No, I was going to do that probably in the next 10 or 15 minutes.
Good. Then let's do something. Let's do something extra fun this morning. Instead of just giving away what's the jackpot up to today?
Today would be $185.
Okay, instead of just giving away the $185, why don't we celebrate the fact that our phone lines are working again, and today only, let's make the jackpot worth what our phone number is, $1340. Today and today only, if somebody wins the cash jackpot, they'll win $1,340. And if nobody wins today, then we'll take the jackpot down and raise it to $5 and make it worth, what, $190 tomorrow?
Exactly. That's a great idea.
Yeah, let's do that. It should be fun.
Okay, you heard the boss. Today's jackpot is now $1,340, so be listening as we'll call out the number coming up here in the next few minutes. Your chance to win is coming up here on KACH. Good morning, KACH.
Good morning, Dan. This is Cece. I'm calling to answer the question.
Yeah, good morning, Cece. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right. I'm just hanging out at home watching my kids.
So let me ask, what is the dumbest question you ever heard?
Well, About a year ago, we were at a birthday for a girlfriend of ours. We were there with about 15 other people. We had reservations, or we had a party at a restaurant in Logan. The gal whose party we were attending, her twin sister arrived. My husband looks at me, rather perplexed, and asks if it was her birthday too.
Well, yeah, it's her twin sister. It would only make sense that it'd be her birthday too, right?
Exactly.
I take it your husband didn't know that your friend had a twin?
He should have. We've done other things with the two of them other times over the years.
Are you still married to this guy?
Oh, yeah. I'll always be.
I guess you're probably right. That's a good thing. All right, Cece, thanks for calling. Have a good day. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. You too. Love the show.
Good morning, KACH.
Hi, Dan. Good morning. This is Laura. How are you today?
I'm tip-top. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, sir.
So let me ask you, Laura, I got you on the phone. What is the dumbest question that you have ever heard?
Well, when I was younger, I worked as a waitress. And one morning, I was taking this guy's order, and he asked me if the omelet came with eggs.
What? No, are you serious?
I looked at him with one of those kind of looks like, come on, really? Do I really need to answer that?
Wow.
I know, right?
Well, that is a good one. I think that does qualify as truly a dumb question. Hey, Laura, thanks for calling. Have an awesome day.
Thanks, you too.
Oh, no, doctor, am I dead?
No, you're not dead. I just unplugged the machine because you're just hungry. Here.
What's this?
It's a prescription to El Patron for their dinner specials.
I can't read your writing.
It says, go to El Patron Tuesdays for any burritos for $7.99. Wednesdays, any three combos with rice and beans, just $7.99. Thursdays, any kind of enchiladas with rice and beans, $7.99. And mojitos and fajitas, just 2 for $20 on the weekends after 2 p.m.
Are you sure this will cure my hunger pain?
I guarantee it. El Patron Restaurant and Cantina, inside the Green Building, 606 West Fulton, Garden City.
All right, you've avoided it long enough. You ran into a situation earlier this week when you walked in to see a client and they kind of took issue with you. You and I, we got into a discussion a couple of different times about who should be traded and who should not by the Royals. And the subject of Whit Merrifield came up. And you said that Whit should be traded because he would bring back good prospects from whoever was interested in him.
Right.
He's still drawing a lot of interest, just like anybody on the team would.
Right.
My contention was because he's young, only in his second season, still under team control, and he was as having such an outstanding sophomore year after having a great freshman year last year that you can't afford to give him away because he's going to be the centerpiece, the crux of any rebuilding you do over the next few years. You were called on the carpet for, and I'll let you take the story from here.
Yeah, I had stopped in at Ducks in a Row, and Casey, the lady who works in there, always happy to see me, very, very nice lady, and walked in, and we talked for a moment, and then she looked at me and she said, I have a bone to pick with you. And I looked around and I was like, me? You're talking about me, right?
You're talking to me.
And so she explained that she had been listening to Talking Baseball last week, and she does listen all the time. She loves listening to Big Dog Sports and listening to us on KIUL and all that whatnot. She loves the Royals, and she loves Whit Merrifield. And so Whit Merrifield, that topic comes up, and and it is explained to me that, you know, she doesn't want Whit traded ever. No. And that should not have come out of my mouth. And so I had to explain that, you know, there are times, because I love Whit Merrifield too.
Right.
But you say he's still young. He's 29 years old, you know.
Well, it's because because he went to college for 4 years.
Yeah, he's kind of on that late bloomer stage, which is what Jose Bautista was too, by the way.
Right.
But and the Royals let him go and do things elsewhere. But, you know, I understand the sentiment of wanting to keep Whit Merrifield, and I'm completely fine with wanting to keep Whit Merrifield. All I'm arguing is if you're trying to do a rebuild and you're trying to do it as fast as possible, you're going to want to get as many prospects as you possibly can. And so if you can get three guys for one guy, it makes sense to get three guys because in 2 years you might not be ready, but those guys are going to be more of your core than what a 31, 32-year-old Whit Merrifield is. And so I explained that and explained that sometimes you got to take the other side, because if this show was just you and I agreeing, you know, you'd throw out something. Yep. Uh-huh. And it wouldn't make for very entertaining radio. So, yeah, I did take one on the chin a little bit as she kind of let me have it.
See, you're sugarcoating this. you wrote to me and you said I was threatened today. You know, she was going to come over the counter and come after you and kind of, you know, escort you out of the store and kick you out onto the sidewalk and if you had anything to do with trading Whit Merrifield. And I have to say, she obviously knows what she's talking about, because A, she doesn't believe a single word that comes out of your mouth, and B, she thinks that I am the know-all, end-all.
Yes, you know, yes,
so as far as I'm concerned, because she believes in me and not in you, what was her name? Casey?
Casey.
Casey from
Ducks in a Row.
From Ducks in a Row. My dear, you've won yourself a pair of Royals tickets because you sided with me and not with him.
You know how many of my clients are going to attack me when I go in on Monday now?
You know what? I don't care.
Mid-America in the Morning with Dan Hubbard. Weekday mornings, 7 to 9 on News Radio 1240 and 1310 KIUL.
And a happy Thursday, everybody, and welcome to Mid-America in the Morning. I'm Dan Hubbard on this November the 16th. Glad to have you along as we continue our Total Money Makeover Giveaway Week. Another copy of Dave Ramsey's New York Times bestseller to be given away during the program today, coming up between now and 9 o'clock. I know the folks who won yesterday were very excited to come by and pick up their books. And we look forward to giving away another one today. The Total Money Makeover Giveaway, sponsored by Superior Home Improvement, by Protec Spring, by AAA Loans in U-Haul, and by Rodenbeek and Green Insurance in Scott City. So welcome to the program on this Thursday. We have a big program for you today as we close in Thanksgiving, 1 week away. And the folks at Emmaus House, they are in need of our help. They're trying to put together at least 200 boxes to give away to folks underprivileged around the community so they can have a great Thanksgiving as well. And they're running short of supplies. They're going to be here during the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll talk a little bit more about that and the help that they need and some of the items that they are looking for us to help them with, quite frankly. And as we mentioned yesterday on the show, that's if they're having problems now getting Thanksgiving together, with Christmas just a month away, this is very liable to snowball and become a bigger problem next month when they have to do the same thing, provide meals for Christmas as well. So we'll talk to the Mayo's House coming up during the 8 o'clock hour. In our next half hour, Chad Knight from the Garden City Family YMCA will stop by. We'll talk some water in the 8 o'clock hour as well. And, of course, the Green Thumb Report coming up at 8:55, all leading up to Mike Gallagher coming up after 9 o'clock on this Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds today, some afternoon winds, highs today near 60. We'll take a full look at the weather coming up in just a couple of minutes. But right now, how about some news headlines on this Thursday? Good morning, everybody. Just after 6 o'clock, I'm Dan Hubbard with you on this Wednesday morning. This is Alan Jackson on 100.7 The Bull. 100.7 The Bull. Looking for mostly clear skies today. Sunny conditions this afternoon, warmer than it has been as well. A high today up around 66. I'm Dan Hubbard with you on this Wednesday morning. Here's Blake Shelton on 100.7 The Bull. 100.7 The Bull with Neil McCoy. You want to get my attention? Yeah, you just give me that wink. That always seems to work for me. You know, it was on this date in 1991 that Garth Brooks scored his fourth number one hit with a song called Unanswered Prayers. He's coming to the Verizon Wireless Arena in February looking for caller number 10 to win a pair of tickets to go out there and see Garth. Let's go to the phones and find our winner. Hi, The Bull. Who's this?
Hello, this is Cecilia.
Cecilia, what are you doing today?
Well, I'm trying to win some tickets.
Well, guess what? You are caller number 10. You are my winner.
Oh, my God, I'm caller number 10. Oh, this is so cool.
Yeah, are you a big Garth Brooks fan?
Oh, I am. I have been for so long.
Awesome. He's going to be at Verizon Wireless Arena in Dodge City in February, and you, my dear, are going.
Awesome.
Hang on a second. I'll get some information from you. Here's the man right here. It's Garth with Standing Outside the Fire. 100.7 The Bull. Hey, did you know that it was National Morse Code Day today? Don't feel bad. I didn't either.
Here's a great song by Dot Dot Dash Dot Dot Dash Dash on 100.7 The Bull. Welcome back. It's Mid-America in the Morning, and it's very nice to have the mayor of Garden City with us here in studio this morning, the Honorable Mr. Melvin Dale with us. Mr. Mayor, good morning. Good to see you again.
Good morning. It's good to see you again today.
You've been mayor now for what's been 6-7 months, I guess it's
since
been.
Since January, yeah.
Just for the health of it.
7:41, Mid-America in the Morning on this Tuesday, the 12th day of September. It was last Wednesday when Hurricane Irma, a name that we will probably remember for a long, long time, originally slammed into St. Thomas Island before making its way up the peninsula of Florida. And someone who will probably remember the name of Hurricane Irma for a long, long time is a lady by the name of Chris Basham. She's actually my cousin, truth be told. Her and her husband, Tom, away on a little bit of a vacation down on St. Thomas, and maybe didn't quite understand or didn't know what they were going to quite have to deal with while they were there when Hurricane Irma came ashore. And Chris joins us on the program this morning from her home in Chino Hills, California, where she's back home safe and sound. Chris, I'm guessing that's just simply saying welcome home, maybe just a little bit of understating it this morning.
Yeah, definitely. Exhaustion and exhilaration and excitement.